This is the K-Med Morning Show on KMET 1490 AM.
It's the Morning Show here on ABC News Radio, KMET 1490 AM. It's that time for our wealth segment. That's right. Gary Stone has been investing, researching, and coaching in the stock market for over 25 years. He's founded Share Wealth Systems in 1995 and has empowered and trained thousands of everyday people to achieve a better life in retirement through stock market investing. Let's get it started with Blueprint to Wealth author Gary Stone. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Okay, so you have combined over 25 years of investment and stock market expertise into a book, and it's called Blueprint to Wealth. For those that have, you know, maybe little to no experience, who is this good for?
Well, that's exactly the reason I wrote the book, Aaron, was to try and simplify the whole area of investing in the stock market, particularly for retirement, to improve returns. For everyday people that have never gone anywhere near the stock market, which the main reason typically being because they're scared of it.
Well, and rightly so. I hear of, why do people get scared of the stock market in the first place?
Well, I think the negativities of the stock market, which is really all encompassed in this word called volatility, meaning that it goes up and down a lot. And for most people, it goes up by large amounts and down by large amounts, scares people off. And I think also the industry hasn't done itself too many favors by making out that it's complex. Please come to me as an advisor, and putting this layer of advisors and distributors and that around the stock market to say, hey, it's so difficult. You've got to come to me and pay me fees to be able to get access to it. I think that, and I think also the energizing of crashes and large moves down over, you know, periods of weeks and months and maybe years, and not energizing the moves up. So when the market falls, they say X billion dollars wiped off the market today or in the last week, the winner goes up by the same amount that it fell. Nobody puts that into dollar terms and doesn't make too much noise about it.
Well, and that makes sense. A lot of people have money sitting around, and I've heard of this, of even ones that have it kind of put in the walls of their house or under their mattress. And whether it be $5,000, $10,000, if I had, let's say, $10,000, what would be your recommendation, and what do I do in 15 minutes a week?
Okay, well if and the presumption here is that people are investing for the long term, and statistics show from research and surveys is that 91% of people in the United States that invest do so for retirement. Whether they do that through the confines of a 401 or an IRA or just outside of those entities and in their own name, it's ultimately 91% are for retirement. So let's make the assumption that you're wanting to invest for the long term. Now, to go and buy a house or some other asset with $10,000 is very difficult. So really you come down to two avenues. One is cash, leave it in the bank and get the interest rates that have been putrid for many years now, or invest it in the stock market. But the people get frightened of that, so they don't. But the whether that $10,000, if it's outside of a 401k or investing for retirement, if it's long-term, what the book is all about is that you use this investing instrument called an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, an index ETF. And effectively, that ETF gives you direct access to invest in the index, which is the S&P 500. Now, most people have heard of the S&P 500.
Right.
The one that I write about in the book a lot is the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index. And that one has done the best over the long term.
Interesting. So now when it comes down to investing, obviously there's age that matters as to what you want to put in. Is that still hold true according to your Blueprint to Wealth?
Yeah, it does. So the average in 401ks, the average time to retirement is about 30 years. So these investing avenues, if you like, of 401k and the funds and the managers that manage the 401ks, the average time that they are going to hold these investments for the investor, and I should just point out that everybody who works and contributes to a 401k or an IRA is an investor by default. So some people may not see themselves as an investor, but they actually are. They're investing for the long term. Now, where the majority of the money finds itself going to being invested in are balanced funds and target date funds. And in the book, what I'm trying to say is that if you're investing for the long term, whether it's $10,000 outside of a 401k or within the avenue of that investing vehicle, then don't diversify, because the best returns come from the stock market. Sure, it's the most volatile, but I say embrace that volatility, because that volatility is the very thing that brings the long-term returns, and reinvest the dividends as you get them over the years back into that investing vehicle.
Yeah, I have to say I have mixed reactions when it comes to 401ks, because I've seen things not come out the way they say it's going to come out. I mean, what did they say? So that you get taxed later on it, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it's a magnificent vehicle, because that $10,000 to invest, if you want to add to that $10,000, you'll be adding to, if you're doing it outside of a 401k or an IRA, is that when you add more money to it to save for the long term, you're actually getting taxed on it first. Whereas if you contribute the money pre-tax to the 401k or an IRA, then you're getting the use of the government's money that you otherwise would have paid tax for all the time that you're investing into that entity. So it is better to do that. But in my view, my opinion, and what I try and write about in the book and show why, is that it's better that you do it yourself through an IRA, where you can minimize fees, use an index exchange-traded fund in which to invest into the index of the stock market, which is also much, much lower fees, rather than doing it through a 401k, where you pay much higher fees not only to the people that are managing the 401k, the 401k providers, but also to the funds that they typically invest in as well, the mutual funds, who also charge higher fees. So reducing fees dramatically adds hundreds of thousands of dollars onto what you can get in the longer term return, purely because of fees.
Well, okay, so that makes sense. Now, the mutual funds I saw a report lately that mutual funds are, I forgot what the report said, but I remember it was not pointing to a good thing of mutual funds. What's your view on mutual funds?
Yeah, well, I spend most of the first half of the book not being too nice to them, because they still hold the majority of the investing money in 401ks in the United States. So the issue with them is that, and I'll talk about them in two very high level categories. One is you get active mutual funds, which are all mutual funds that are investing in multiple asset classes, such as stock market, bonds, maybe fixed interest, but mostly bonds and stocks are the two main avenues. But they can also go into other asset classes as well. And then you get index mutual funds, if you like, index funds, which only invest in the asset class, in a single asset class, and their job, their whole role in life is to mimic and follow the index. So those are the two sets of mutual funds. Now, index funds. Charge an index ETF, exchange traded funds. So those are the index way of investing. Charge much, much lower fees, in the order of 2 to 10 times less per annum in fees.
Oh wow!
And active mutual funds, and the research is out that the more active mutual funds are, the lower the probability is that they're actually going to match, let alone beat, the stock market. Some do from 1 year to the next, or in individual years, but over the long term, when you start getting to 7 to 10 years and longer, the odds of any active mutual fund beating an index mutual fund get lower and lower and lower, to the extent that there's probably zero that over the long term will actually beat the index stock market.
That's interesting. So when it comes to the stock market, you say in your book it just takes 15 minutes every 3 months. What is that 15 minutes?
That's okay. So there's two strategies I talk about in the book, depending on your time to retirement. The first one is the simplest one. That 15 minutes a quarter, which is roughly an hour a year, is effectively investing into a single, or two or three if you want to do, but just a single is the simple one that I take, a single index. And the one that I talk about that I recommend over the long term, the better, is the S&P 400 index ETF. So okay. Once you've set up the environment, every quarter you take your contributions that you would typically invest, contribute to a 401k, you set up an IRA, which is a very simple task to do, and you take those 3 months' worth of retirement contributions and you buy some more IJH, which IJH is the S&P 400, one of the S&P 400 ETFs. And you do that four times a year, and that's where the 15 minutes a year comes from. And what you would also do is any dividends that have been paid, which are typically paid quarterly, you would reinvest them and buy some more IJH at the same time. So you're doing 15 minutes is once the entity and the environment set up, it literally should not take you more than an hour a year to do that. And you'd have a very high probability of beating every active mutual fund over the long term by just doing that.
Wow, well, that's amazing. It's I'm so glad you got this book out there. You know, I have seen, and unfortunately even experienced, when it comes to retirement, the nest egg isn't as big as people had hoped. I've seen reports that, you know, even Social Security has been cut. Everything that people were expecting to have at the time of retirement seems to be dwindling away. And it seems like without people getting the right information, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. They just end up losing more money. So I appreciate you doing this and writing this book. Where can we get it?
The easiest place to get it from is the book's website, which is blueprinttowealth.com. And the book's available on, I'll repeat that, blueprinttowealth.com, and that's available. And from there, the book site actually points off to Amazon and Kindle. It's available on other ebook formats, Kobo, etc., iBooks, and also on Amazon. So that's the easiest way to be able to get the book, or you can just Google my name, Gary Stone Blueprint or Gary Stone Wealth, and you'd typically end up at that website, and from there you can decide where you purchase it from.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much for joining us. One other question. I saw, I think on that site, you have a trading system available too. Is that correct?
Well, if that's the second strategy. It is the second strategy in the book that I detail. This is for people that are getting closer to retirement. Yet, on the basis that there's a risk called sequence of returns risk, which basically means that the closer you are to retirement, or if you're in retirement and the stock market has a big fall, is that has a bigger effect on your capital. But if you understand that the average time it takes for the stock market to recover from crashes, large crashes, you know, 50% plus crashes, and even smaller ones, the average time it takes to recover with the reinvestment of dividends is about 4.5 years. So if you've got more time to go, then you can invest. But if you get closer to retirement, then what the strategy does is it actually brings in a timing element. So what I call a low effort, near passive timing of the index. So you're not timing lots of stocks, you're just timing one stock, if you like, which is traded on the stock market. And you do that on average 2.5 to 3 times a year. And the reason you do that timing is to try and avoid the most of a large stock market crash. So you're in cash when that occurs. So that's effectively the trading system.
That's good, because the only memory that I have of stock market is, do you remember King of Queens, where he invests the money, but he is happy based on whether it's going up or going down. So if it's a down moment, he's having a really bad day. If it's an up moment, he's having a great day. So you're not going to have to worry about the ups and downs in that way with the way you're saying to trade. Is that correct?
Exactly. Well, you shouldn't. But you know, the more active people become, the more sucked in they get to the ups and downs of the market, the more prone they become to reacting to it and making mistakes by knee-jerk selling or knee-jerk buying. And the idea of having a system, having a methodology, having a rigorous process is that you've got a benchmark of timing to go back to and say, hey, sure the market's gone down and like King of Queens, the guy's now all stressed because it's gone down. Yeah. That's what stock markets do. They go up and down. They don't go up and down in straight lines. So even when they're going up, they're still going down, and when they're going down, they're still going up. Is to actually just become methodical and rigorous and cool and calm and collected. And if the signal doesn't say sell, then you don't sell. You hold on until it does say sell, in which case you would then exit, and you would wait for a re-entry. So we've tried to mechanize that process, or McDonaldize it, if you like. Just make it a process so that you don't get caught in no man's land, you know, worrying about what you should do or not on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's true. Whenever you do investing, you have to take the emotion out of it and just stick to the numbers. And I appreciate you doing this. Thank you so very much for spending time with us here on The Morning Show, Gary.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Aaron.
Absolutely. Check it out, blueprinttowealth.com. Go get his book. You'll see all of his great strategies there. Gary Stone, he knows what he's talking about. 25 years of investment and stock market expertise all into a book. Check it out. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back right after these messages.